From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces in the Syrian city of Aleppo have reached an agreement with rebels on the withdrawal of opposition forces, as well as civilians from the area. The agreement, brokered by Turkey and Russia, was announced ahead of an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. Details of the agreement are still unclear. At the council session, Western envoys criticized Russia for its ongoing military support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the months of attacks inflicted on residents of the city. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
The regime and its Russian allies will only be emboldened to replicate their starve and surrender and slaughter tactics elsewhere. This will be their model for attempting to retake cities and towns across Syria. It will not end with Aleppo, and it will not focus on terrorists. It never has, and there is no evidence that it will.
Samantha Power. The Pentagon said Tuesday a coalition airstrike killed three key Islamic State leaders in Syria, including two militants who were involved in last year's terrorist attacks in Paris. Defense Secretary Ash Carter provided some details.
And they were associates of al-Adnani, who was, if you recall, the chief external plotter for ISIL and its chief spokesman. And we killed him a little while ago.
A Pentagon spokesman said all three plotters were targeted while riding in a vehicle in Raqqa December 4th. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's suicide bombing at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Church. The terrorist group warned of more attacks. The attack Sunday left 25 people dead. This is VOA News.